Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
C103.
And keep your texts and calls and comments coming in. I will get back to them, but I want to move to a different topic. Joining us for our monthly chat about insurance is Paul Kavanagh of McCarthy Insurance. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Patricia.
And we want to talk about the Supreme Court, who earlier this month delivered what's seen as a landmark ruling. It's on the legality and constitutionality of the personal injuries guidelines from April of 2021. Talk to me about that landmark ruling and its significance.
Yes, it is indeed a landmark ruling by the Supreme Court, which no means that it now has precedent. So there's no going back on this. And basically, your listeners will be familiar with the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, who are now called the Injuries Assessment Board, IAB. So sometimes the wordings get mixed up here, so we need to have it right. But basically what they're saying is that if the Injuries Assessment Board have made a ruling, and they have to look at every personal injuries case, not medical negligence, but any injury cases, they have to rule on them.
So these are car accidents and slips and trips?
Slips and trips, accidents in the workplace, and mainly minor. I'd like to stress that they're mainly minor. They're not okay. The big, severe, catastrophic accidents. These are the minor injuries, which used to be catered for under the Book of Quantum, which they've now changed to the Personal Injury Guidelines, just to confuse us further. But anyway, okay. They were set 3 years ago, would you believe?
Right.
And when they were set, they were immediately challenged. And also, they're due to be reviewed again now, would you believe, because the 3 years has passed. But anyway, the main thing is that you have to go to the Personal Injuries Board, who are now called the Injuries Assessment Board, and when you get an award made, then that award is your award. And the only way you can challenge it is to go to court. And if you go to court and you don't get a penny more than that, then you are responsible for the costs. That's the big change here.
Wow, whereas before that wasn't the case.
Correct. And the case that was thrown out and ruled against was Miss Delaney's claim in County Waterford. And she was awarded €3,000 by the Injuries Assessment Board. And her solicitors argued that she should be getting way higher than that. They went to court. Then it was up the line to the High Court, and eventually to the Supreme Court, and they've ruled, no, sorry, Miss Delaney, you're only entitled to €3,000 because that's what we all agreed.
And now the precedent is now set. So what will
Correct. That
mean for all of us when we are going to renew our insurance?
Well, obviously, it takes a bit of time to wash through, and I'm not saying that that could be a couple of months, you know. So the renewals, for example, for May are already gone out, but we are seeing already a softening by the insurance companies, especially in employers and public liability, which is great news for business, of course. But it will come through on the motor insurance, as an example, which is the main one where we deal with the personal injuries under a motor policy. So, for example, a minor neck injury will now be ruled in the order of between €500 and €12,000, whereas heretofore that could have been €18,000. So they're down about 44% on minor injuries.
Okay, and I think that would be welcomed by a lot of people, Paul.
Well, we waited 3 years. It's absolutely, I mean, I think every time we spoke about this in the past, I was saying, I just can't wait for the Supreme Court to make this decision. one way or another. Now, they have ruled in favour of the Injuries Assessment Board, which we support 100%, but it makes it quite clear now, and going to the Injuries Assessment Board really means you're cutting out legal costs, because the cost of going through the Injuries Assessment Board, a couple of hundred euros, and depending on how far you want to take it, and once they give their decision, then that's it, your decision, take it or leave it. If you want to leave it, you go then to your solicitor, and then you take it on.
Okay, now we've been known around the world. I mean, people look at our country and look at the fact that we give out such high awards. I mean, if you even just look across the water in the UK, they give out nothing like the awards we've been giving out in the past. So this is going to be very welcome news. Do you think it will encourage some insurers to enter the market, or insurers that left the market because of the high claims that they might think of coming back? And obviously, I take it that's good for consumers.
It's excellent for consumers. It now means we're actually talking to people at Lloyd's already. Last week we were talking to people at Lloyd's to encourage some of their syndicates to come back into the Irish market and create more competition. Now that there is certainty, I think that's the word that I'm looking for. There is no certainty in the lower awards, which were the main ones, the trips and slips mainly. And so now that we have that, and the neck injuries, now that we have that, we're saying, come on, lads, now it's time to come back. A number, like, what people don't understand is 9 of the top 10 EU insurers are here already in some guise or other. So they're here already, but we need to encourage more as well. And yes, there are green shoots, as we'll say, as people are beginning to learn about this. Our job now is to spread the word into Lloyd's, as we have started, and into Europe. The problem here, Patricia, and I just want to say this to some of the listeners, the problem is that we have already got some of these insurers offering way cheaper premiums, and people are reluctant to take them.
Why?
I think they want the household name. You know, I know. So, like, I mean, what I'm saying, and I get it an awful lot with people, I think I'll stick with them. Well, fine, if there's a difference in the product or whatever. But if you want to bring down premiums, we must get the competition and use the competition to drive it down.
Yeah, and you have, there are names that, like, we all know the Allianz, the AXA,
AXA,
Zurich, Rex, FBD, all of those.
Yeah.
But there are others there as well.
We deal with over 120 companies.
Whoa.
Yes, and for liability insurance in the main, Allied World, Accelerant, Assured, Arch, Ascot, Berkshire Hathaway, there's a name, Berkshire Hathaway. Like, I mean, Convex, Cowan, Joule, Ecclesiastical, Ergo, Great American, Hiscox, Probitas, Rockstone, Tokio Marine. The list goes on and on, right? And these people are in the country, and they can be accessed through your broker. And go to your broker and say, I want a better premium on this. And even if it's only with your existing insurer, and you want to stay with that existing insurer, then now we have... We now have the angle to say to them, come on, guys, get it down. Now, I have to point out that, and I've spoken on other programs about this, that employers in public liability, shops, SMEs, and things like that are usually rated on wages and turnover, which have gone up since the COVID lockdown. So people have to bear that in mind as well. So you need to look at your wages, you need to look at your turnover, get that right, go to your broker and get the best price.
All right.
You now have something to twist their arm with.
Yeah, so it's a bit like, and I only did an interview last week on it with, it was Dara Cassidy of Bonkers.ie. It was on health insurance. It was with Dermot Good. Don't just accept the premium when it comes in. You need to shop around for no matter what type of insurance it is and check out the market.
And once again, Dermot has been quoted at the weekend. I know Dermot very well. That Aviva are now looking at re-entering the market as a new player on health insurance.
Yeah.
So that means we'll have four, which is absolutely brilliant, because it is competition that drives down price.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. But overall, you have a sense that we may be paying less for our premiums going into the future.
Patricia, I think you started this morning's programme saying the sun is shining and yeah. shining in the great. Well, this is the exact same. The sun is shining now today, and we need to make sure that the insurance companies and the minister talks to the insurance companies and that we're out there getting more players, and then the customers will accept these new players and say, yes, come on in, we want you.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Listen, we'll talk again in the meantime. Thank you for that, and thanks for joining us, and continue to enjoy the sunshine, Paul.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks a million. That is Paul Kavanagh of McCarthy Insurance.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.